Hi, I'm Lori D, compulsive overeater, out of the Chicago area. And I've been in program for about 10 years. The first 4 and a half, I really struggled, and that was during the face-to-face days. I did do service then, in my local meetings, and service then was putting literature out, arranging the room and putting it back. Hosting or leading the meetings, having the key. And having the key sometimes was really good to get you to a meeting because sometimes you really didn't want to go. And if you had the key, you had to go. And sometimes that meant, you were the only one there. And sometimes it was just you and a newcomer. And sometimes that was the best time to go because it was sometimes that newcomer did more for you than you did for that newcomer. And that sometimes was the best time to actually be at a meeting. And then when COVID came and we went to Zoom, I'd never even heard of Zoom before COVID. But we got to Zoom and I started going to, I found Better Together. And so I had to learn how to use Zoom. And I'm good with technology, so I learned that pretty quickly. And my local Chicago area meetings needed to get up on that pretty quickly. So I ended up being the Zoom administrator for that intergroup and had to set up. We wanted to make those available for our intergroup. So I ended up being the Zoom administrator for setting up all of our Zoom meetings. So that was a learning experience. And I got all those set up for our intergroup in the Chicago, in our intergroup in Chicago. And we have many intergroups in Chicago. So I got those set up. But, when I started with Better Together, I was really shy. And so I got there and I had this headset on. And the person that started the Better Together meeting, she saw this headset and she thought I knew what I was doing because of the headset. So she said, "Do you want to host?" And I was like, really scared. And but I respected her, so I'm like, yeah. And so I started hosting. And it was really scary, but I did it. And with hosting, that opened up my world because people started contacting me and calling me, and I was afraid to call people. But because they called me, I started calling back and was able to use the phone. So that started, because of that service, I wasn't afraid to use the phone anymore. And that knocked that off my bucket list because that was one tool I was able to learn how to use. But that started opening up my world because even though with COVID, everything was shut down, I started opening up. I started getting confidence and I started just becoming more of who I was inside. And I started getting abstinent. I started finding my higher power and I started blossoming and I started becoming this adorkable self, that's my word, that that I was inside. And then I started taking on more responsibilities with committees, with a host committee, with security training, with I did the phoneless committee. I was on I'm losing my words, intergroup rep. And then we had, I became a sponsor later, and sponsoring was a whole different kind of thing. And then we found out that, there's other ways that you can be of service, like especially in the Zoom community. There's little ways you can be of service, like when there's a speaker speaking, turning on your camera when there's not that many people on camera. That's a service because it's hard for a speaker to speak when there's not that many cameras on. So if all you can do is turn on your camera, that's wonderful because if there's someone speaking in front of you and there's only two cameras on, that's kind of hard. But if you can turn your camera on, that's service. Or if it's a Q&A and they're ready for the speaker to take questions and no one has their hands up, ask a question as if you're a newcomer. That's a service and it gets the ball rolling. Another thing that I was able to do was in my other intergroup, because I like Zoom and I'm kind of a nerd, it's a good word, is I was able to be the Zoom convention chair for Region 5 convention 2 years in a row. And that was so challenging, but it was fun. And it was kind of like, parts of it was kind of like a circus, just kind of getting all these things together and, coordinating things, but it was fun. And if you're able to do something like that, volunteer. Because when you're doing something like that, you're in the middle of the boat. When you volunteer for committees, you're doing something with a group. And when you're in these committees, you get to know people and you're making friends. And while you're doing these committees, you're doing work, but you're getting to know people and you're having a lot of fun while you're doing it. And you're making lifelong friends. In the process of doing some of these things, I've made a friend that I went to see and spent a month with at her house on the other side of the country. And it was amazing. I've also, and one other thing that service does is when you are focusing in service, you're putting your energy on other people. So, like, I suffer from chronic pain in a couple areas. I have chronic migraines and chronic back pain. But when I focus on other people, I'm not focusing on my pain. I'm not in my isolation. Because if I wasn't here with all of you, I could be focusing on my pain, and I don't need to do that. And if we are, if, and also if we're struggling, if we're focusing on service, we're not focusing on our struggles. We can be giving to others, and that's helping us not focus on what our stuff is when we can be giving to others. So service helps in a lot of different ways. So I really want to put the call out for service because it's so helpful for us and for other people. So I know this is kind of jumbled, but if you can do service, it's a really great thing. So I just want to thank you for allowing me to speak and, have a great day.